Well, this one we can put in the books. 35-14 is our final. Navarro with the win. Jake Wright had a pretty good game for Navarro here tonight. He scored five. Count them, five. All five of Navarro's touchdowns. He started the scoring off with a three-yard run with 7:01 left to play in the first quarter here tonight. And that gave Navarro a 7-0 lead. They took the opening kickoff, drove it 60 yards, and never looked back, frankly. The Panthers then scored again when Wright stepped off a 12-yard touchdown run. Josh Farrell's extra point with 9:21 left to play in the second quarter gave Navarro a 14-0 lead. And then Wimberley got as close as the Texans would get in the second quarter with 4:07 left to play. It was Moss Carruthers on a 3-yard run. Curtis Bengals' extra point made it 14-7. Navarro, then the Panthers stretched that lead to 21-7. That was our halftime score as well. It was Wright with an 8-yard touchdown pass reception from Will Eveld. Farrell's extra point with 32 seconds left to play in the first half made it Navarro 21 and Wimberley 7, and that is where the first half ended. Navarro began the second half of play by driving it in for a touchdown. It was Wright on a 17-yard run. Farrell's extra point with 2:29 left to play in the third period gave Navarro a 28-7 lead at that point. Texans then cut it to 28-14 when Cade Stover took a 5-yard pass from JoJo Weeks for a touchdown. Curtis Bengals' extra point with 32 seconds left to play in the third period cut the lead to 28-14, so the Texans were still in the game at that point. But as they did all night long, the Navarro offense answered. It was Wright with his fifth touchdown of the night, this time a 1-yard run. Farrell's extra point with 7:42 remaining in the ballgame gave Navarro a 35-14 lead, and that is where the game ended up. 35 for Navarro, 14 for Wimberley. Stay with us, everybody. We'll have scores and highlights and from around Central Texas, and talk about this one a little bit later when we come back from this brief timeout. You are listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for this Wimberley Texan football broadcast comes from Hayes City Store in Driftwood, offering Southern-style cuisine, burgers, and Sunday brunch. Hayes City Store is located 9 miles east of Wimberley at the corner of FM 150 and 3237. More information, including hours of operation and live music schedule, online at HayesCityStoreTX.com.
Support for Wimberley Texan sports broadcast comes from Cypress Creek Cafe on the square in Wimberley. Serving lunch and dinner every day, with breakfast on Saturday and Sunday, as well as local live music each weekend starting on Friday night. Information, menu, and full live music calendar at CypressCreekCafe.com.
And by A Studio Z Copy and Print, a full-service printer specializing in custom and digital print jobs, website hosting, and logo creation for residents in Wimberley, Texas, located at the intersection of Ranch Roads 2325 and 12. More information at AStudioZ.com and by phone at 512-847-3532.
Back at Irwin Lee Field, Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson. Scores and highlights brought to you every Friday night by Eric Willis and Natural Development. Here's some scores for you. Our game got over with so quickly. Most of all these ball games still have 8 to 10 minutes left. But let me run down some scores for you. Westlake over Lehman, 45-6 is the score in that one. It's Smithson Valley 28 and New Braunfels Canyon 3. Alamo Heights and Dripping Springs, they're locked in a good one. Dripping Springs leads 42-38 is the score in that one. It's Canyon Lake over Fredericksburg, 35-13. Gettings, big time over Gonzales, 42-28 is the score in that one. In District 13-4A, Llano, 48, Hondo, 21. No surprise there. New Braunfels, 24-14 over Wagner. Johnson City getting shut out by Blanco, 12-0 the score in that one. Vista Ridge, trailing Hayes at 14-6 early. Now Vista Ridge is ahead of Hayes, 25-14 the score in that one. Taylor, 15-7 over Bernie. Maynor losing to San Marcos by a score of 17-14. And again, scores and highlights brought to you by Eric Willis and Natural Development. Let's bring Jared Robinson in for a final word here, Jared. And we talked about it. The best team won here tonight, certainly. But I go back to last year. Texans finished second in district and went further along in the playoffs than did Navarro. So, you know, Texans have to realize this was a good, good football team that they lost here tonight, and I'm sure Doug Warren will tell them the season is far from over.
Oh, I imagine you're exactly right. I mean, coming into a game like this, obviously, you see the rankings. You're a 16, 17-year-old young man. You're coming into what a lot of these kids are probably seeing so far as their best season as a high school player. And so you know that you're coming up against a great team. I mean, there was no secret coming into that. Obviously, you want to see the outcome different. But, you know, there's always tomorrow, and exactly what you talked about. I mean, last year the resiliency going 0-6 to start the season.
Yep.
End up getting second, going three deep into the playoffs. So you've seen what can happen. Even though obviously you got one loss, you got to know that Coach Warren is going to go in there and really talk to the points of, you know, the things that they did wrong. Obviously they need to improve on. And, you know, stopping the running backs, things of that nature. There wasn't really an opportunity to stop a passing attack by any which way, form or fashion. They had the one touchdown, blown assignment. So, you know, the small things that they'll continue to work on, I don't think that they'll really go out of this game thinking, oh, well, you know, we gave that one away. You and I both agree that probably the best team won out of this game right now. And so, you know, you just keep ticking. You keep working hard. You got a bye week, so you got a lot of work that you can do going into this bye week. And a chance to relax a little bit and kind of be high school kids again, I guess. And,
that's right.
You know, enjoy a Friday night, enjoy a Saturday. Heck, maybe go watch another game in the district if there's one close around or something. You know, just to kind of enjoy it. Go watch a movie or something. So, you know.
Regenerate. That's recharge.
Right. That's right. It's a bad loss, but, you know, it's a good time for it. It resets your mind as a young man thinking, okay, we're not near as good as we thought we were. And two, we've got a lot of time to perfect it, and we've got Hondo coming home to our house in 2 weeks, so we got time to prepare. And you know, Coach Warren's going to try his hardest to get the motivation back into these kids and realize again the Navarro Panthers were just a better team.
Well, thanks a lot, Jared. Another good job by you tonight. I think we'll keep you around another couple of weeks at least.
Well, I'm wondering with the we go out in and out and this and that. You know, this place here doesn't have internet, and so we're using a little Wi-Fi deal. And of course, I always get the witty little comments and things and stuff. But you know, we try to keep you on as much as we can. We try to keep you involved in the game, and it's a you know, you do a great job of the play-by-play, and I get to throw my 2 cents in. And today it happened to be 1 cent was negative for the referees.
That's right. That's exactly right. Well, that's why you're here, Jared.
That's right.
So great job again. And I guess we can go ahead and wrap this one up tonight from Irwin Lee Field. The Texans come to Geronimo and fall to the Navarro Panthers by a score of 35-14. Wimberly drops to 7-2 overall and is now 2-1 in district play. Navarro improves to 8-0 overall and 2-0. In district. Our game tonight was brought to you by Communicare Health Center of Wimberley, by Seton Medical Center Hayes, AMM Collision Center in Dripping Springs, Wimberley Ace Hardware, Blanco National Bank of Wimberley, Hayes City Store, Cypress Creek Cafe, A Studio Z Graphics, and Dripping Springs Charles Schwab agent Brian Carpenter. And scores and highlights, of course, were courtesy of Eric Willis and Natural Development. A reminder again, the Texans have a bye week next Friday, so no football for you. We won't know what to do with ourselves without any football, Jared. But we will return for the season finale on November 4th in Wimberley versus Hondo. Kickoff time is 7:30, and we will go on the air at 7:15. At that point, we can also talk about playoffs, who Wimberley might face, etc., etc. Such a fun time to be a high school football fan, for sure, when the weather starts changing like this and we all start talking about playoffs. Love it. And thanks again for Jared Robinson for his fine work here tonight, as always, keeping us on the air. Appreciate you, Jared, and Miles Blackwell came along here tonight as well. Love that kid. Once again, by the way, he's my kid. Once again, our final tonight from Geronimo is Wimberley 35 and Navarro 14. Until 2 weeks from now, from Wimberley, I'm Mike Blackwell. Good night, friends. We'll be right back.